I'm Dr. Florence Comite, CEO and founder of Comite Center for Precision Medicine and Health in New York City and Palo Alto, California. You can find us online at ComiteMD.com and on Instagram and Facebook at Comite Center. I'm also founder and CEO of Grok Health, G-R-O-Q Health, which you can learn more about at Grok Health on all platforms. And www.grokhealth.com.
Dr. Comite, the Delta variant has everybody worried once again. Should we be?
I think so. I think this is not unexpected. I think strains and variants were absolutely in our future, and they will continue to be in our future. I think the big question is, who's at risk? We know some of those answers already. For example, if you've gotten the J&J single vaccine, we knew that it wasn't as protective as Pfizer and Moderna. And I've seen it happen right in front of me with patients who I've warned, please wear masks. And the next thing I know, I get a text saying I'm positive with COVID. They're the ones that had J&J.
You can understand how trust is down in the media, and we just want this whole thing to be over. But how do you deal with somebody who says, this isn't happening, despite all the evidence to the contrary?
The deniers among us are the ones that are putting everyone else at risk. And if you are unvaccinated, you're much greater risk, and you're putting those who cannot get vaccinated because of their system and their immunity or lack thereof, because they have cancer or some other issues, and they're just unable to be vaccinated, at risk. And I think those are the ones that need to hear the stories about others who chose to be unvaccinated and got COVID and were quite ill. In fact, we have one such story of a gentleman who I adore. He's been a patient for about a decade, wonderful man, close to 70, who is in fantastic health, got together with his team who traveled the world and caught most likely the Delta variant in Florida. Wow. He was the only man who got hospitalized. We found out about the fact that he got COVID a little late. He was probably into his second week. And we got him the antibody, which you've probably heard about. We immediately do that when we hear somebody is sick now. We have them call the closest hospital. They get Regeneron or the Lilly antibody. And usually within a few hours, sometimes within a day, they're feeling fantastic. He actually did improve, but within 24 to 48 hours, he decompensated again, and he needed to go to the hospital, get oxygen. Luckily, he did great, and he didn't go on a respirator. But that's not always the case, particularly if you are not as well as he was. He was in fantastic shape before this happened. Other than that, not one of our patients at Comite Center was even hospitalized for the entire year. They did well with COVID because we uncover their risk factors and we reverse them. So whether diabetes or heart disease or high cholesterol, we take care of them, and they handled COVID very well, myself included, as you know.
We've discussed this before, boosters, and you said that it really depends on the factors that you mentioned. Now, about boosters, what happens? How does this work? Do we get the test for antibodies first and then see if we need a booster?
So you're going to hear my opinion, because I don't think there's an official statement yet. But so far, I think we're hitting it out of the park, in that everything that I have predicted in the past couple of years is what has come to fruition. Here's what I think. I think that it would be ideal if each of us could check our antibody levels. And if we see adequate antibody levels in someone who's had Pfizer or Moderna and at least the two vaccines, and their antibodies are great, we tell them, let's just monitor and you don't need a booster. But if antibody levels are not adequate for whatever reason, perhaps they had another infection at the time, or it didn't catch, or there were other reasons, then we would be advising a booster. And in my view, I think using the other vaccine would make sense, because you probably would get coverage that might be somewhat different. It would be complementary. That is my opinion. The research would hopefully bear it out. If you have gotten J&J, I'm telling all of our patients, and I'm going to be sending out, information on this, that I would strongly recommend thinking about getting revaccinated with Pfizer or with Moderna.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that, and I think we've seen it in the press, is that many folks have gotten COVID, including the Yankees, which is widely known,
yes.
And they've all gotten J&J. Sometimes we don't hear the reports. We just hear that someone has gotten COVID despite vaccination. The jury's out yet, but that's my bias. And it's difficult because I think many people have not gotten antibody testing. We do it on everybody that sees us because we think it's very informative and data really drives our system and the kind of work we do in precision medicine.
In order to get the antibody testing, would you go to your family doctor and then have to wait until you see what the test says before getting a booster or not?
Exactly.
Okay.
And your regular doctor can do it because Quest can do it, Boston Heart, and I'm sure there are a number of laboratories. Any laboratory that your doctor uses would probably be adequate. Your doctor just has to check, and your doctor will know. Check with your doctor if they can get an antibody test for you so that you can decide whether a booster is in your future.
Okay.
That would be my recommendation first. And J&J, absolutely consider being revaccinated, and in that case, take both vaccinations as if you have never been vaccinated. Again, we were in California just a month ago, and one of our patients who'd been seeing us for a year in great shape was just about to leave, and he said, well, what are your thoughts about a booster, Dr. Kamate? And I said, you know, it depends on what vaccination you got.
Yeah.
And I said, did you get Pfizer or Moderna or J&J? And he said, J&J. And I said, wait here. And I ran to get one of our masks. We have Brock Health masks. And I said, let me give you one and give you one for your wife. And I said, I recommend you wear the mask whenever you're out in public, whenever you're exposed to people where you don't know if they've been vaccinated or not. And he agreed. And the next day I get a text from him saying, I was going to visit my 89-year-old father, and I decided to be tested based on our conversation, and guess what? I have COVID.
All of us
got tested, and I recommended he get antibody, and he did. He was feeling pretty good, but within 12 hours, he felt better. That was the first week. You usually do feel well the first week, but it's the second week that you can deteriorate. And so he did go ahead and get the Regeneron or the antibody, you know, that fights COVID during the time you have it, which we've had excellent responses to. You do have to be in a high-risk group, so I recommend that people look into that immediately with a positive diagnosis and do it early. I hope this makes sense. That is why my concern has increased. I don't think we're seeing recurrent disease. I think what we're seeing is the unvaccinated population is putting themselves at risk and loved ones at risk, particularly if they've gotten J&J or their immunity isn't solid and people who can't get vaccinated are at risk.
If you got the Pfizer vaccine, let's say, you should be okay, or the Moderna, it's just the J&J that there is some question about?
Yes.
Okay.
So the Pfizer vaccine and Moderna in most cases are going to be protective. Here's the one exception. My concern would be in those folks who didn't mount an appropriate immunization to COVID. So if their antibody levels are less than adequate, that's where you might want to consider boosters. The hurdle is if you have been tested for antibodies. So you need to check with your doctor, and we haven't had guidance yet from the state or from the country and testing for the need for a booster yet. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, we don't know if both Pfizer and Moderna are going to protect against specific variants. So we are hearing that people are getting COVID again, the Delta variant specifically. They're not getting as sick as they might have been without getting the vaccine. So the question is still up in the air. What I've been hearing and reading is that recurrence isn't common among those who've gotten Pfizer or Moderna, both vaccinations, and their antibody levels are adequate. Those are the facts that I have been reading and seeing. Again, I think we're still in unknown territory. We don't know if Delta or variants in the future can cause recurrent disease. Those are the unknown questions.
What about ADE? The discussion seems to be ramping up about ADE now, antibody dependent enhancement. Could you describe what it is?
Oh, absolutely. So what it means is that sometimes antibodies can help the vaccine get into cells. And while this can occur, it's far less likely to occur in someone who has been vaccinated than it is in someone who has been infected and is now getting reinfected. And that's one of the most significant reasons that mutations are becoming a vital concern, because this can develop in a patient who shows no symptoms. Here's the reason that we're concerned. You might have no idea that you're carrying around the COVID virus. And not only are you carrying it, you can pass it to others. But that particular virus can mutate and create a new strain. So the virus reconfigures itself. That's what a variant is doing to avoid the vaccine. And specifically, this is the important issue. It's about benefit versus risk. And so when you weigh the benefit versus the risk, if you are unvaccinated, you are putting yourself at a much greater risk, and you are putting others at a greater risk too, because this will affect you, and then you become a carrier for variants of the virus, because that virus can change in you, and you can then carry it to other people and infect loved ones and others. And that is why this antibody-dependent enhancement is an important concept to understand.
But do you think we have to get used to life with COVID, don't we? I mean, there are all these things that have been happening over the last year and a half, and it seems that each one we go for a month and then there's something new to freak out about or get angry about. Some people are really mad that this isn't over already.
I think it's okay to be scared and angry. I think we have to recognize those are justifiable feelings.
Yes.
But I think you have to get beyond it. You have to decide at some point life is worth living. You can't live scared behind in your house and not do anything. I think we all went through that, and it changes life. It has changed life in major ways. I think we all know that we have fewer controls than we used to think. So I think what we need to do, focus on what you can do. You can get vaccinated, take control. You can take supreme care of yourself. Learn what that means. Wear a mask that protects yourself. That means a mask that doesn't allow COVID and other bugs to penetrate. In fact, if anything, the risk of flu was down because when we wore masks, we didn't spread germs. So instead of telling people, cover your mouth when you cough, or little children, we had masks on. Practice some social distancing. Don't get in people's faces. And if you see big crowds, stay away a little bit. Keep social distancing in mind. Encourage others to do the same. If you don't feel well, get tested and don't go to that family gathering. Respect other people. Respect yourself. Take better care of yourself. That's a message I could use too, right? You're not in control of COVID, but also we're not in control of what happens when we walk down the street or get in a car or airplane. It's hard to think like that, so we usually don't. I think COVID has been a mass media issue too. I think we need to see that we did take steps in the right direction. Most of us are vaccinated. I think we have to talk calmly to those of in our midst who think vaccination, they shouldn't do it, and it's a fraud, and why are we doing this to ourselves? And we should point out that vaccinations have saved lives. Look at polio, look at mumps, measles, chickenpox. I think it's very difficult for people to absorb the fact that this happened so quickly. And I think they're scared. Stories about people who have suffered because they didn't have vaccinations but have lived to tell the story could make a difference. And maybe focusing on those positives, how do you get better? How do you identify what's going on in your own health and focus on yourself and your family and your loved ones? That's where the world can make a difference. Let's help the rest of the world get healthier too. I think we've not done as good a job there as we could.
I think it's important to talk briefly about Grok because of what we are going through in these very interesting times.
Well, over 20 years ago, I started thinking, how do we deliver healthcare into the hands of everyone? And through COVID, I thought how even more important it was. So Grok is going to be available online. It's actually Grok Health. And with so many unknowns, Grok is an app that's going to be available online as digital health. And it recognizes that there are many unknowns in healthcare, but that doesn't mean we have to stay in the dark. And it doesn't mean that questions are bad, but as an individual, you'll be able to sign on, and you can even get on now and get on our wait list. There's a lot to learn about yourself that can empower you to take care of yourself. We're going to be open to questions. You're going to be able to upload your own laboratory data, feel confident in your decisions, because our basic belief is that each one of us is unique, and we can give you answers and insights about the kinds of things that can keep you healthy and recover your health and actually predict what's in your future. Our goal is to keep you healthy for the rest of your life and hopefully till 120 so that you can enjoy your life to the fullest, even in quarantine. And that's what Grok is all about, an app that doesn't say stop freaking out and give in to the anger, but rather an app that says, this doesn't have to be scary and frustrating. You're strong and in control, and here's how you do it. What do you think about that?
Wow. So if anybody's interested in finding out more, where would they go?
They can go to grokhealth.com. Anybody can sign up online, and we encourage it. There's going to be some giveaways in the future. I'm going to hold that for another time.
Ooh.
But it's Grok Health, H-E-A-L-T-H.com. Love to see everybody there.